that my timing's off, but I can't move on if we're still gonna talk. Is it wrong for me to not want half? I want all of you, all the strings attached. Oh, I'm good at keeping my distance. I know that you're the feeling I'm missing. You know that I hate to admit it, but everything means nothing if I can't have you.
Chapter 4, Interlude Number 2. Meanwhile, on the top floor of All Might's Hero Agency. Worrying wasn't necessarily part of his job description, but even with his quirk, it came rather naturally to Sir Nighteye. He worried, and worried deeply, less about the fate of the world and more about the man who claimed to guard it. All Might was a man who had served to shape his definition of heroism, and so, in turn, Nighteye had come to serve him, to guide him with what knowledge he had at his disposal, and bear witness to his daily sacrifice in the name of duty. Today, that man was prancing and skittering around the top floor of his self-titled hero agency, like a young fox in spring, humming loudly. It was a scarcely known fact that the symbol of peace couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, but that wasn't the real root of Sir Nighteye's concern, or even annoyance. Not at all. "Sir," he said staunchly for the fifth time, while knowing, that there were two more repetitions to go. "I hate to say this, but you need to calm down and focus." "And I hate to say this, Sir Nighteye, but I can't possibly calm down," the enormous hero countered, boisterously, throwing his arms out and beaming at his sidekick. "It's such a beautiful day, too beautiful for a routine meeting. We should be outside right now, walking the street, enjoying the sun."
"Reconnoitering the local cat cafes?"
Nighteye offered blithely. He arched his thin brow as dangerously as he could.
"Again?"
To his mild but altogether insufficient satisfaction, All Might deflated a bit, poking his fingers together sheepishly. His cheeks pinkened.
"They're on the way."
"Everything is on the way for you,"
Nighteye said with a sigh, primly adjusting his glasses.
"I'm fully aware you've taken pains to pinpoint the origin of the cat-themed key cover that your mystery hero left behind. Several internet articles have cropped up within the past business day, detailing your appreciation for both felines and local businesses with the relevant photographic proof. On that note, I would advise staggering your investigative visits a little more to avoid seeming unheroic."
All Might huffed like he would take it under consideration, crossing his arms and mulling over whatever was going on in his mind the past week. Unsatisfied, Nighteye wrapped his perfectly cut fingernails on his desk, bracing himself to broach a most uncomfortable subject. While fully aware he was the only person in the room with a functioning sense of reality. Habit, he expected.
"All Might, I've been meaning to say, don't you think this sudden, uncharacteristic infatuation with a man you've never met before is a bit curious?"
"What?" All Might gasped, truly surprised by the very simple question. Then he laughed his rich, booming laugh and carted his fingers through his back-swept hair, suave. "I don't remember signing you on to be my chaperone. Am I not allowed a bit of a crush now and then, Nanny Nighteye?" Nighteye grimaced, remembering many a conversation where All Might had insisted just that, citing his duty to Japan and the unbearable crush of the media that would hound whomever he showed romantic interest in. The younger hero had personally never liked to belabor the idea, reasoning simply that All Might could not be All Might forever, so neither could those particular rules. This, however, was another matter entirely, and had disaster written all over it. Sir Nighteye was not so surprised at All Might's choice of crush. A man, and a decidedly younger man, judging by his hedging description,
as he was, that this was happening at all, which perhaps said something about what the veteran hero expected for himself in the long run, when he wasn't clearly addled, that is. Sir, do you remember a few weeks back when I glimpsed a sudden loss of sense and we didn't know what it could be? From the look of him, All Might didn't remember anything before Thursday of last week, when all this began. As his sidekick watched, the lauded hero perched himself on a very expensive table, which shook alarmingly under his prodigious weight, and fell into humming and swinging his legs and thumbing down his phone screen, luxuriously unconcerned with anything but the internet and his own fantasies. Sir Nighteye felt the beginnings of a migraine flirt at the base of his skull. It was a chore redirecting All Might on bad days, while obsessed with a new project or villain, and this seemed several measures worse than the worst bad day yet. I'll be frank, All Might. I think you might be addled. Chemically altered. Sir Nighteye tried not to grind his teeth as his mentor glanced up, and still dared to look clueless. He pushed forward. It likely has to do with that gas you mentioned, the day you met this man and those smugglers got away, and your behavior began to change. Extremely. And perhaps would have something to do with why you came back to the agency yesterday using your cape as a toga? Ah, yes, that was definitely a drug, and a dastardly one at that, All Might agreed, raising his finger officiously. But this unbelievable twist of fate, the fact we met at all, we're from two different sides of the city, night and day, and yet we keep getting drawn together. No, this is something different. Sir Nighteye effortlessly and accurately subbed in love for that pesky word. Reading the utter gushing excitement on the older man's face, and sighed. This wasn't good. Generally, specifically, or in the long term. What actually happened that day, if I might ask? Nighteye asked, then clarifying. The toga day. I know you're not one for starting new fashion trends, and your suit was rather demolished, and in a way I haven't seen before. For the first time, All Might's expression faltered. He looked at his feet. I am not actually certain, he admitted, voice low. After a moment, he rubbed at the back of his neck, hanging his crested head. I clearly remember containing a villain from the prison escape, and following the hero a little further into the city. Any further, I'm ashamed to say I don't remember. Ashamed? It caught the big hero off guard, and he flustered for a moment, gesturing vaguely. With this drug, there's an effect. It's a sordid thing, what you have to do to defuse it. He warned me, and I didn't listen. Didn't hear, rather, and I triggered it again, and we... It really is an awful invention, and I need to let the chief of police know as soon as possible that something like this is out there, making heroes' lives that much more dangerous. And I... All Might was clearly avoiding the answer again, as evident by his rambling. Nighteye would be lying if he said it didn't alarm him a bit, as his mentor and personal hero was nothing if not relentlessly forthcoming, and even the risque subject didn't explain the extent of All Might's hesitation. But as he rambled, growing more and more jumpy, the general shape, nature, and scope of All Might's worry became instantly clear. Nighteye, who had the privilege of knowing him rather well, rejected it out of hand. And I'm absolutely positive you have nothing to worry about, Nighteye said firmly, daring to interject. All Might looked up, blue-black eyes wide. Even if you can't remember, you were still yourself, and I can think of nothing you would do but bring any situation to its logical close in the most considerate way possible. That is simply who you are. If your new companion was aware of the nature of the drug, as you explained, and worked with you before to defuse it, I'm certain there's no problem to speak of that can't be solved with a simple conversation, which is why we are working our hardest to find him. Across from him, All Might chuckled faintly. Thank you, Sir Nighteye. All Might said after a long moment, brow creasing once again as he stared blankly down at his hands.
It's unnerving not being able to remember. And the circumstances before and after. Anyway, I appreciate your vote of confidence. It's good to have a friend like you.
Certainly, sir. The two men sat in silence for a moment, and Nighteye felt the rare weight and heft of their bond. What he could do for his mentor, in these moments of doubt, for a man who so rarely had doubts. It was what he himself had become a hero for, to bring comfort and knowledge to others. Then All Might broke their moment, and also nearly broke the table by yelping and leaping to his feet, thrusting his comically small phone in front of him. Holy smokes! He darted forward and caught Sir Nighteye by the hand, already grinning brightly enough to blind. Hey, look! There he is! His mentor turned the phone around. It was a washed-out surveillance shot of a city corner at night. A dark, lithe figure with chunky, slotted yellow goggles was caught mid-leap, pursuing someone, blurred white lines extending from his hands. Though the shot lacked color, it was just as clear that he was dressed all in black, and may as well have been a villain for his appearance. He faded effortlessly into the urban backdrop of concrete and shadows. A handsome devil, don't you think? It was nonsense. The man was nothing but a blur and a grainy surveillance feed, but Nighteye looked up to respond, grazed the piercing blue of All Might's gaze, and his stance staggered, pupils blowing wide. He went. And when he came back, All Might was nearly on his knees in front of him, those same blue eyes shining with unbridled eagerness. Did you see something? You saw something! Nighteye flustered where he stood, striving to fully return from the violence of both the vision and the process itself. His senses re-solidified, then his mind, and he distantly resented that All Might had likely touched him for the purpose of involuntarily triggering his quirk. But then, he wasn't quite himself right now, so his sidekick dismissed the minor violation as a work hazard to be discussed when All Might had returned to his senses. But had he seen something? Yes, he began reluctantly, at which All Might jumped up so fast he dented the marble floor under his feet. Yes, he howled, fists raised high. A classic migraine now pulsed across Nighteye's temples, close and oppressive as a storm cloud and fully triggered by the unprepared use of his quirk. Another thing to discuss with All Might when he was back to normal. Nighteye indulged in soothing, repetitive motions to clear his body, reaching up for his glasses and absently, methodically, cleaning the lenses with his handkerchief. Already fucking done, as the kids would be saying in a few years. It's not the two of you wed in front of Tokyo City Hall, if you were wondering, he said dryly. Well, he's hardly a traditional man, All Might admitted after a moment, turning, a finger to his chin. Besides that, it's not legal, which has never sat well with me. No, he's probably not even interested in marriage, but maybe just a ring. Within moments, the symbol of peace was muttering enthusiastically to himself about a man he barely knew, and Nighteye prayed he hadn't actually heard him talking about taking a chance on white suits for a private ceremony. All the more jarring in comparison, the younger hero's mind filled once more with what he had seen. A spreading pool of blood, those yellow goggles, cracked, and yet a shallow breath from bloodied lips. Alive and intense relief and grief in the chest of the big hero holding the broken body. Children. Hands, pale and too many to count, a billowing darkness with eyes. A return. Nighteye shook his head, twitching as pain pierced even more deeply into his skull. Best not to share. It was enough that he'd seen something. Though this bit of drug-induced infatuation was a hardly unexpected introduction, even for those in the hero business. The two men's futures were intertwined somehow, and All Might was in no state to hear the amount of blood involved. Sir, he said tiredly, thinking about cool seltzer water and the comforting sedation of the proper medication. Consider the flavor of cake later, sir. There's a fire about to break out on the pier that needs your attention. Of course, All Might said, with a deep, manic laugh that assaulted his sidekick's ears. Not seeing fit to end his torture there, his mentor then clapped both of his hands on Nighteye's shoulders, oblivious to the grimace splitting his narrow, bespectacled face. "Always right on the money, my friend. Thank you for your tireless service. And for putting up with me, of course. I know I can be a handful." Despite the pain, Sir Nighteye couldn't help but feel a fondness for the enormous man, and his lips twitched as he separated himself from All Might and turned back towards his desk and his duty. All Might was, at his core, a hero, no matter how distractible, and the peer was in no danger for these wandering curiosities of his. But then, with no sudden change in air pressure or slam of the door, Sir Nighteye turned to see All Might hovering at the door on his phone and promptly shelved that maudlin fondness. The big hero was simply standing there, his shoulders drawn up around his ears as he stared down at the phone, dwarfed by his grip. A cutesy triple beep sounded, again and again. He was refreshing the screen, repeatedly. "Can I help you with something before you leave?" The words barely made it out of Nighteye's mouth, so brittle was his patience. He resisted asking if All Might remembered where the pier was. He simply didn't have the energy to be overly sassy at the moment. The migraine would win. "Yes, actually," All Might said, haltingly, shy. "Could you help me find him, this mysterious hero, now that I have a picture?" "You are well aware my abilities don't work that way," Nighteye said, telling himself to be firm. Even as he knew his mentor was not in his right mind, it was an odd situation indeed, where he even had the opportunity to indulge All Might, and he was somehow tempted. Perhaps it was encouraging to see him so happy, because it was definitely something he deserved. Nighteye closed his eyes for a moment, steadying himself in his purpose as a sidekick. It was his sworn duty to help, no matter the strangeness of the situation. "You've posted your missive. Be patient. And sir, the fire?" "Ah, yes, of course. Sorry. All Might relented with a wave of his hand, then threw him a roguish wink. "I can always count on you." Nighteye suspiciously narrowed his eyes. He didn't believe All Might would do any more than step outside the room and continue stalking the hero talk boards for any sign of a response to his lovesick letter, which Nighteye had been forced to step in and edit for multiple reasons, foremost of which was the mortifying purple prose used to describe the mystery hero in question, which no one should have had to suffer through reading. Helping didn't mean enabling, and he would not be fooled. Striding over to his mentor, with no preamble to speak of, Sir Nighteye took All Might's phone away from him with a strict look, purposefully pocketing it. And All Might's face fell. "Be patient," he said firmly, then added with no small amount of reluctance, "and mature, and reasonable, and use protection." Previously distraught, All Might's face underwent an exhausting evolution of expressions and emotions, ending with the big hero freezing where he stood, bright red and speechless. He was clearly caught between the incredibly embarrassing nature of the conversation and the implication itself, that his forward-seeing friend thought the two of them were likely to meet again. Then All Might abruptly jumped in place and smacked his fist into his palm, visibly vibrating with energy. His grin, immortal, was back, and it was as if the sun had come out from behind the clouds with a flash. "Oh my stars! Well, gotta run! Lots of people to save, I expect!" With that, the pride of the world zipped off to save the day, rattling the windows in their casings and leaving Nighteye groaning lowly and pinching his long nose. "It was an honor to serve," he told himself, as his brain tried to shrivel in his throbbing skull. Repeated it. "An honor." But perhaps Endeavor's agency was still taking sidekick applications?